New research from Monash University traces the Liberal Party's so-called women problem back to cultural and policy shifts under former Prime Minister John Howard. Research author Dr. Blair Williams says the party, once the political home of many women voters, abandoned its socially liberal traditions in the 1980s and has since struggled to win them back.
The Liberal Party started out, formed really by some leading conservative feminists at the time in the 1940s. And, you know, they were a party that women predominantly voted for, and they actually ran on women's issues in the 40s and 50s at, you know, several elections, which sounds quite different to what we're seeing in recent elections. And so I wanted to really trace that shift to understand what happened and when and why. And how the Liberal Party can get back to, I guess, being more friendly for women, both in terms of women in the party as well as women voters and women's issues.
Where does the shift begin, or what can we trace it back to?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, the Liberals and the Conservative Party generally, because the Liberals, again, formed in 1944, prior to that there were various Conservative parties, and they, since the 20s, have always really formed a coalition with the Nationals or Country Party, whatever it was called back in the day. And so I can't imagine that would be a huge... I mean, obviously, it's an influence on the Liberal Party, but at the same time, they still managed to be more women-friendly from the 40s to the 70s than they have since. So I would really identify the shift in this to the 1980s, or the late 70s to the 1980s, where the neoliberal turn happened in the party. So more people in the party, particularly John Howard, when he was still treasurer in the Fraser government, began adopting more neoliberal approaches to politics and especially policy. And neoliberalism is very much not friendly to women's issues because it sees the role of the state as not being big, as not being, I guess we're social liberals, which is what the Liberal Party used to be. Their view of the state is that it should help, encourage equality of opportunity, where neoliberalism sees the role of the state as not that. It should be a small state, and that very much harms women's issues and women generally. But you also saw a bigger rise as well in the social conservatism of the party and the influence of the so-called new right of the US kind of trickling down into Australia and influencing the way that the Liberal Party saw women in the electorate.
And how have Liberal Party leaders since Howard upheld these ideals or kind of furthered them?
Yeah, so John Howard really cast a long shadow. Like, the Liberal Party really is defined by two giant leaders, right? You have Robert Menzies, who co-founded the party and very much influenced the first few decades of the party and still has some kind of influence in the party, obviously, as well. And you have John Howard, who really reshaped the party in his image and also reshaped what it means and what it looks like to be a Liberal leader in his image. And recent or subsequent leaders like Tony Abbott, Peter Dutton, Scott Morrison have really channeled Howard in numerous ways, both in their, political leadership masculinity and what that looks like, as well as their approach to, for example, gender equality policy, which really draws on that more socially conservative and neoliberal approach, which encourages, the so-called choice for women, and as well as, those more traditional gender norms and gender roles as well. And so that's been a really identifiable shift and something that has continued since Howard's era of the 80s and 90s. I mean, it sounds a bit odd, right? But to move forward, it would be good for the Liberals to look at their history and to look at, their different approach to politics in its first, say, 3 or 4 decades. And that was very much that would be very much a return to social liberalism, which is an approach, to politics and government that really sees a role, the state having a role in ensuring equality of opportunity, in ameliorating, I guess, the excesses of capitalism on people in the electorate, and to push, women's rights both in the workplace and in other areas as well. And so that would be, I think, a beneficial thing for the Liberal Party. And we've seen, in the last few elections that this move to the right has not really worked for them in terms of both voters. Women have been moving away even more from voting for the Liberal Party than they have in recent decades. And it also is not exactly great for the party itself because, the policies that they push forward also don't exactly encourage women in the party. And, they're having problems both trying to pre-select women as well as just the number of women that they have in the party generally.
Lecturer in Australian politics at Monash University, Dr. Blair Williams, ending that report.